Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Here's a 5-minute podcast script based on the newsletter content. Let's dive into what's making waves in the tech world this week. First up, OpenWart just dropped an $89 router that's being called Unbrickable. Now, if you've ever bricked a router while tinkering, you know how exciting this is. This bad boy is fully open source and comes packed with dual Ethernet, triple USB, and Wi-Fi 6. It's basically hacker heaven in a compact package. What makes this router special is its open source nature. You can dig into every nook and cranny of its software, customize it to your heart's content, and not worry about voiding some corporate warranty. For less than $100, you're getting a playground that would make any network enthusiast drool. The possibilities for home lab setups, custom firmware, and network experiments are endless. But let's move on to some AI drama. An ex-Googler just pulled a fast one on Google's own AI image detector, using Google's own tech. Talk about biting the hand that fed you. This clever hack turns Big G's tools against itself, exposing vulnerabilities in their AI detection systems. It's a classic case of the student becoming the master, or in this case, the employee becoming the thorn in their former employer's side. This hack isn't just a cool party trick, it raises serious questions about the reliability of AI detection tools. If Google's own tech can be used to fool its detectors, what does that mean for the future of distinguishing between AI-generated and human-created content? It's a cat-and-mouse game that's only going to get more intense as AI capabilities advance. Speaking of AI, let's talk chips. The US just dropped the hammer on AI chip exports to China. ByteDance, Huawei, and other Chinese tech giants are now cut off from NVIDIA and AMD's latest and greatest. This isn't just a minor trade spat, we're talking about a full-blown tech cold war heating up. The implications of this move are massive. Chinese companies relying on cutting-edge AI chips for everything from social media algorithms to surveillance systems are suddenly left scrambling. It's like telling Formula One teams they can't use the latest engines. Sure, they can still race, but they're at a serious disadvantage. This export ban is going to ripple through the entire tech industry. We might see Chinese companies doubling down on developing their own chip tech or finding creative workarounds. It could also push some AI development out of China and into countries with easier access to these chips. Either way, it's a seismic shift in the global AI landscape. Now let's take a moment for a dev shower thought. If Intel can't keep a CEO, how the hell are we supposed to retain developers? It's a tongue-in-cheek observation, but it hits on a real issue in our industry. Tech giants with billions in the bank struggle with leadership stability, while smaller companies and startups are in a constant battle to keep talent. It's a reminder that no matter how big or successful a tech company is, people are still at its core. And people are complicated. Whether you're a Fortune 500 CEO or a junior dev, the challenges of job satisfaction, growth, and finding the right fit are universal. In the end, maybe the lesson is that we're all human, trying to navigate an industry that moves at breakneck speed. Whether you're running a tech giant or debugging a stubborn piece of code, the key is to stay adaptable, keep learning, and remember that even the biggest players face the same fundamental challenges we do. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.